From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The families of Venezuelan opposition leaders Leopoldo López and Antonio Ledezma say the men were taken from their homes during the early morning hours Tuesday by agents with the Venezuelan intelligence service SEBIN. Both families posted to Twitter videos of the men as they were being taken, with Ledezma still wearing pajamas. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone. The United States is concerned about grave human rights abuses.
Venezuela's Supreme Court said the two leaders were sent back to jail because, quote, of official intelligence sources, quote, discovered that they were planning to flee. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Tuesday reiterated to North Korea that the United States is not their enemy and called for dialogue amid rapidly rising tensions. Harry Kazianis from the Center for the National Interest said options for North Korea remain limited.
There's no easy solutions here. There's no exact military option that would, you know, we could decapitate Kim Jong-un or invade the country. Those things are off the table.
On Monday, President Donald Trump uttered assurances during the start of his cabinet meeting that the threat from North Korea will be taken care of. At a dinner with Montenegro's president, Vice President Michael Pence praised the NATO member for its courage, particularly in the fact of Russia pressure. Montenegro became the 29th member of NATO, the Western Military Alliance. Pence is on a trip to Europe. He'll meet with U.S. Embassy staff in Montenegro on Wednesday. This is VOA News.